Hello and welcome to HW Editorial with me, Sujit Nair. Here you can listen to my views, my analysis. Follow this podcast to stay updated. At HW News, we have been delivering news that matters to you. Our goal is to present you with information that stimulates conversations around topic of larger public importance that often gets lost in primetime shows.
Namaskar. Welcome to another episode of Editorial. When we started off, we told you electoral bond is going to create a lot of uproar in Indian politics. We told you that electoral bond could come up as one of the biggest issue in 2024 general election. By the looks of it, that's where we are headed. So, a very, very interesting episode. I don't say this to you often, but try and see this episode completely. Wait till the last part of this episode. This is a very, very interesting episode. Okay, so yeah, let's get into the show, then we'll talk. Chalo. So, I will start with the disclosure. Remember, we had spoken about SBI giving disclosure. SBI first saying we need 6 months, then the court wrapping them, then they coming down and giving disclosure. And we also said that, listen, it all depends on how the disclosure is given by SBI. Whether it is going to be easily deciphered, whether the last common denominator in India can understand who gave what to who and how much. Till the last common denominator cannot decipher that, it is going to be difficult. And we also spoke to you yesterday about how the Maharashtra State Bank of India Employees Union themselves wanted their chairman to resign because they feel he got extension and they are not aware, they are not sure whether he is working for the benefit of the bank or he is working as a reciprocal, as a return gift to the extension that he got. I don't say this. It is the Employees Federation that says this. Maharashtra State Bank of India, the Employees Federation that says it. Now, what has SBI done? SBI has given everything, but SBI has not given the unique serial number which links the donor, the amount, to a party. So, baki sab diya hai. According to the 5-judge constitution bench of Chief Justice of India, D.Y. Chandrachur, and Justice Sanjeev Khanna, B.R. Gavai, J.P. Pardiwala, and Manoj Mishra, said that SBI has not fully complied with its March 11 order, in which it was ordered that the bank has to disclose all details concerning electoral bonds. According to Prashant Bhushan, senior advocate Prashant Bhushan, he says the court raised the issue of the information submitted by the State Bank of India to the Election Commission of India about the particulars of the bonds. They said that this information did not include the alphanumerical number of the bonds. So therefore, they have not given full information about the people who purchased the bonds as well as the parties who redeemed the bonds. This is the story. This is the story. They are saying that, Baba, listen, you know what? Pura information nahi diya hai. Full information is not given. We don't know who received, which party received what bonds from whom. Wo nahi diya hai. Naam diya hai. Who has, the donor's name is given, the amount is given. But who did the amount go is not given. Now, that is point number one. We also know how much the parties received. But who gave them, they don't know. So, I'm going to, this presentation is going to be of three parts. First is, I told you about SBI disclosure. Now, let us come into the interesting part of this entire editorial. You know, the interesting factor is, out of the top 30 donors, 14 of those 30 donors were raided by probe agencies. 14 out of the 30 donors were raided by the probe agencies, which is your ED, CBI, IT, etc., etc., etc. And if I actually take you through the names of 30 donors, it's quite interesting. Let me start with the person who has paid maximum for Indian democracy. He has paid, this company has paid the maximum for Indian democracy. He has paid an amount of 1,368 crores. No, it is not Tata's, it is not Birla's, it is not even Ambani's, neither Adani's. This company is called Future Gaming and Hotel Services. This company is basically into lotteries. He is called as Lottery King. The company is headed by a gentleman called San Diego Martin. And San Diego Martin is called Lottery King, Future Games. This lottery industry colossus, reportedly with interest in healthcare, education, hospitality, gambling, bought electoral bonds worth 1,368 crores. Now, I will also tell you the other fact about this company. In 2022, this particular company, Enforcement Directorate attached assets of the company and its various sub-distributors worth around 409 crores in money laundering cases. ED attached his property, 409 crores in money laundering cases, which Future Gaming Hotel Services. This company paid 1,368 crores, Baba. 1,368 crores to some political party. And the thing is that technically, this is the transparency, and he technically has paid to strengthen the democracy of our country. Strengthen the democracy of our country. Okay, now I'll give you another name. The second largest player. The second largest player is a company called Mega Engineering and Infrastructure Limited. In October 2019, the Income Tax Department carried out raids at multiple offices of Telugu tycoon Krishna Reddy's Mega Engineering Infrastructure Limited in Hyderabad and other cities. So the Income Tax carried out raids in this company, this Mega Engineering Infrastructure Private Limited, and he is number two who has given the maximum money. He has given, this is the second largest company which has donated to electoral bonds, and this company has given 966 crores in electoral bonds. 966 crores. Name Mega Engineering Infrastructure Limited. Now, I want you to hear a clip which Mr. Nitin Gadkari, our union minister, had spoken about Mega Engineering Infrastructure Limited. Just hear this clip.
ये झोजिला टनल थी, ये इसका मंजूरी आपके सरकार ने दी थी. बाद में इसके बाद चार बार टेंडर हुआ. एक बार टेंडर आया तो एक ही टेंडर आया, रिजेक्ट किया गया. दूसरे बार टेंडर आया तो ILFS को मिला, वो ILFS की हालत खराब होगी तो टेंडर टर्मिनेट हो गया. तीसरे बार टेंडर आया, उसमें भी अड़चन आई क्योंकि 12,000 करोड़ कॉस्ट बढ़ गई, फिर कैबिनेट में जाना पड़ा. तो मेरे समझ में नहीं आया कि ये कॉस्ट क्यों बढ़ रही है. और मैं केवल, ये मेरा श्रेय नहीं है, मेरे हमारे अधिकारियों का है, और दिल्ली में एक एसोसिएशन करके एक संगठ संस्था है जो उद्योग और व्यवसाय में काम करती है. उनको मैंने कहा कि आप इसके ऊपर एक दिन का वर्कशॉप लीजिए, और नॉर्वे से लेकर दुनिया के सब लोगों को बुलाया, और टेक्निकल और फाइनेंशियल क्वालिफिकेशन के बारे में, ना मैं चार्टर अकाउंटेंट हूँ ना मैं इंजीनियर हूँ, पर मुझे वर्ली बांद्रा सी लिंक मुंबई में बना, एक्सप्रेस हाईवे बना, थोड़ा अनुभव था. तो मैंने कहा यह टनल की कॉस्ट एग्जैगरेटेड है, इसके टेक्निकल क्वालिफिकेशन बदले. और उसमें इंडियन कॉन्ट्रैक्टर को इनकरेज किया गया. 12,000 करोड़ की एस्टिमेट कॉस्ट थी, और आज मुझे बताते हुए एक खुशी हो रही है. हमारे यहाँ तो अभी तो मैं 50 लाख करोड़ के काम कर चुका हूँ, और इस सदन को विश्वास के साथ नम्रतापूर्वक बताना चाहता हूँ, यहाँ तो थोड़ी भी गड़बड़ हुई तो तुरंत आपको पता चल जाता है. आपको 50 लाख करोड़ में एक भी कॉन्ट्रैक्टर ऐसा नहीं मिलेगा कि उसको अपना कॉन्ट्रैक्ट मंजूर करने के लिए कभी मंत्री को मिलना पड़ा, ऐसा एक भी नहीं मिलेगा. आपको कोई ध्यान में आएगा तो मुझे बता दें. ट्रांसपेरेंट, टाइम बाउंड, रिजल्ट ओरिएंटेड एंड करप्शन फ्री. और आपको मुझे बताते हुए खुशी हो रही, इस देश के इस टेंडर में जिस कंपनी ने कॉन्ट्रैक्ट जीता, 5 लोगों ने टेंडर भरे, कंपटीशन हुई, और हैदराबाद की एक मेधा इंजीनियरिंग करके कंपनी, उन्होंने काम लिया. और फारूक साहब, इस एक ही काम में हमारी सरकार ने एस्टिमेट कॉस्ट से 5,000 करोड़ रुपए की बचत की, और ये करके दिखा.
Not that I am saying that there is any link. There is nothing that we can prove that, you know, there was any link to this particular donation and what he said, and no link whatsoever. I just wanted you to hear this, what I just shared with you. Now let me come to Halda Engineering Limited, third donor. The firm donated 377 crores in electoral bonds. It faced action by the Central Bureau of Investigation in 2020. So 2020 action by Central Investigation Bureau, and they paid 377 crores. Vedanta Limited, Vedanta Group Company, Talwadi Sobo Power Limited was raided by ED in connection with money laundering probe in 2022. The group has collectively donated 400 crores to electoral bonds. Yashoda Super Speciality Hospital, the Hyderabad-based corporate hospital chain, has been raided by income tax officials in December 2020. It donated 162 crores. DLF Commercial Developers, the reality developer company, donated 130 crores in electoral bonds and was raided by CBI officials in 2019 over alleged irregularities in allocation of land. Again raided in November 2023, and the ED searches its Gurgaon office in connection with an investigation against the real estate firm Supertech. So this is DLF. Amount given 130 crores. Jindal Steel. In April 2022, ED searches the premises of JSPL, that is Jindal Steel and Power Limited, in connection with a probe link to alleged violation of foreign exchange regulation. The company donated 123 crores. Chennai Greenwood Private Limited. Construction from Chennai Greenwood Private Limited was raided by income tax official July 2021. In January 2022, it donated 105 crores in electoral bonds. Income tax official raided in 2021. January 2022 donated 105 crores. Now, let me, as I go ahead, let me also tell you, we are not saying that it is all related. We are not saying that they have given to electoral bonds because they were raided. We are just saying they were raided and they also gave electoral bonds. What you want to decipher out of it, you decipher out of it, which is what I said and I keep on saying. You decipher. This information is something for you to decipher. You decipher what it is. Okay, now let me go further. Dr. Reddy's Laboratory. In November 2023, IT officials conducted raid on Dr. K. Nagendra Reddy and Dr. Reddy's Laboratory over allegations of tax evasion. This was part of a larger operation involving search of premises of Telangana Education Minister Sabita Indra Reddy. Dr. Reddy's Laboratories has still then made donations worth 80 crores in electoral bonds. So raided in 2023 and they have made donations to electoral bonds worth 80 crores. IFB Agro Limited. In June 2020, IFB, one of India's biggest distiller and spirit manufacturer, alleged that Kolkata Zonal Unit of Directorate General of Goods and Service Taxes Intelligence, that is DGGST, raided the company in Nupur plant in 2023, and this particular company has paid 92 crores in electoral bonds. This is it. There are a few more. NCC Limited, Hyderabad company, donated 60 crores and the income tax department has raided them in 2022. DVS Laboratories, Hyderabad-based company, has donated 55 crores and the IT has taken action against them in 2015. United Phosphorus Limited, the IT department conducted raids in their offices premises in January 2020. The company donated 50 crores. Aurobindo Pharma, the Enforcement Directorate in November 22 arrested Sharath Reddy, director of Aurobindo Pharma, in connection with money laundering probe, and the company has donated previously 1.6 crores to the electoral bonds. This is the story. So, very, very surprisingly, people who are very patriotic in this case, patriotic to ensure that they pay the government, they strengthen our democracy by very transparently giving money to the political parties, are lot of them, not all of them, lot of them have got ED, IT, CBI, GST action against them. And they paid money, paid large monies. This lottery company, Future Gaming and Hotel Services, run by this gentleman called Lottery King Santiago Martin, has paid 1,368 crores to strengthen India's democracy. And now think about it. To all those people who said that, your name, why are you divulging the name? Yes. Do you think Santiago, Lottery King Santiago Martin's name should have not been divulged? The people should have not known that Lottery King Santiago Martin gave 1,368 crores to political parties. Is that something really wrong? I think that answers a lot of questions. Now, last part of the my editorial. Whatever I quoted till now, a lot of it I have taken from the Quint. So, courtesy Quint. What I am going to quote now, a lot of it is been taken from Hindu. So, courtesy Hindu. Now, party-wise, if you see the amount received by various parties through electoral bonds, the numbers are as follows. Bharatiya Janata Party has received 6,060.51 crores as electoral bonds. Trinamool Congress has received 1,609.53 crores as electoral bonds, donation through electoral bonds. Indian National Congress has received 1,421.87 crores through electoral bonds as donations. BRS has received 1,214.71 crores as electoral bonds through donation. BJD has received 775.50 crores as electoral bonds, donations through electoral bonds. So these were the top five parties that received the bulk of electoral bonds, donations of electoral bonds. This is the story. So this is what the electoral bonds is all about. This is the story of the electoral bonds. Doesn't end here. It starts here. We will be talking about electoral bonds in a lot more episodes than just this one. Lot more stories to say, lot more investigation to do, and a lot more to present to you about the electoral bonds. So when we said that this is going to create a lot of flutter in Indian politics, this is what I actually meant. Till I see you next time, that's tomorrow at 10. Namaskar.
Stay ahead with our cutting-edge news app. Instantly access the latest shorts in just 1 minute and breaking news in just 50 words. Download now for a smarter, faster news experience.
If you like this episode, please rate us with 5 stars right now. HW News podcasts are available on BingePods and all other audio platforms. Also, don't miss to check out our news reports from the house of HW News podcast. We are sure you will love it too.